Beloved brothers and sisters, 平安。祝你弟兄的姐妹平安。You know, once a young Sikh by the name of Sanda Sundar Singh was determined that if he could not find true peace in his life, he would then end his life.
曾经一个锡克族的一个年轻人叫做孙大信。他有一天决定说，如果他生命当中找不到真实的平安的话，他就选择自杀。
So late one night in December 1903, he rose from his bed and he prayed to God that God will reveal himself to him if he really existed.
所以在1903年的时候，有一天他就从床上起来的时候，向神祷告说，主啊，神啊，如果你真实的存在的话，向求你向我显现。
And if not, he planned to throw himself in front of the train which passed by his house daily.
要不然的话，他就要在躺在火车轨道前面，让火车斩过去。
For 7 hours, Sundar Singh prayed.
所以他祷告，连续祷告7个小时。
Oh God, if there is a God, reveal yourself to me tonight.
神啊，如果真的有一位神的话，你求你今晚就向我显现。
And suddenly, his room was filled with a glow.
突然间他的房间就充满着亮光。
He then had a vision of Jesus come into his room and saying this to him.
他就看到耶稣来到他房间的一个异象，然后向他这么说道。
Jesus said, "How long will you deny me?"
说你要否认我到什么时候呢？
I died for you, and I have given my life for you.
我已经为你死了，牺牲了，我也把我的生命献给你了。
You ask to know the way, and I am the way.
你要知道道路，我就是道路。
And he saw the man's hand pierced by nails.
他看到那个手上，那个人的手上，异象当中那个人手上有钉痕。
Sundar Singh fell on his knees.
他就跪下来。
And at that moment, he experienced a true and great peace which he had never felt before.
就当时呢，他就享受心中从来没有享受过的那种平安。
It was a perfect peace that he longed for.
完全的平安，就是他一向向往的那种平安。
After this, he went to his father's room and told him this.
所以他就过到他父亲的房间，告诉他。
He said, "I am a Christian." And I will serve no one else but Jesus.
我现在是个基督徒，我不会再侍奉任何其他的神。
Until the day that I die, my life is His only.
就直到我活着，直到我死的那一天，我的生命是属于神的。
Sundar Singh then became an Indian Christian missionary.
他之后就成为了印度的一个基督教宣教士。
And his life and his message greatly impacted the people around him, including spiritual leaders like C.S. Lewis.
对他的生命还有他的侍奉很大的影响了当代的人，尤其还有一位是叫做那个
C.S.
Lewis 的人，很大的影响了 C.S. Lewis.
Beloved brothers and sisters, God will always reveal himself to anyone who is longing to find him.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，只要你们愿意寻求神，神一定会向你们显现。
You know, the Bible in Jeremiah 29:13 said, God said, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with your whole heart."
耶利米书第29:13说，你要寻求我，专心的寻求我，就必寻见。
I don't know whether any one of us here is seeking for the truth.
我不知道我们当中有没有人在寻找真理的。
I once met a friend, and he told me that he's seeking for the truth.
我有一个朋友说，他说他在寻找真理。
So I told him this Bible verse.
所以我就告诉他这一节经文。
I told him that the word of God tells us that if you seek God wholeheartedly, God will reveal himself to you.
神的旨意是说你们寻求我若专心寻求我就必寻见。
So if any one of us here this afternoon is seeking for the Lord for truth, he will reveal to you.
今天下午我们当中有任何人在真实寻求神的话寻求真理的话神就必定向你显现。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you.
我们在天上的父亲我们感谢赞美你。
O Lord Jesus, we praise you that you are the way, the truth, and the life.
我们感谢你，因为你是道路、真理、生命。
And we thank you that this afternoon we can come before you and praise you.
我们感谢你，今天下午我们能够聚集一起来敬拜、赞美你。
And we thank you that you have given us your word to guide us and to lead us.
感谢你赐下你的话语来指引我们前面的路。
And the Lord, may you now humble all of us so that we will be teachable before you.
主啊，赐给我们一个谦卑的心，好叫有一个受教的心来到主你面前。
And may your word will always be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path.
愿你的话成我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
We pray all this in the mighty name of Jesus our Lord.
我们如此祷告呢，是奉耶稣基督的名求的。
Amen. You know, my message this afternoon is entitled Prayer.
我今天下午的讲道正道的题目是祷告。
Now, what is prayer?
祷告是什么呢?
See, the best definition of prayer is found in the Westminster Shorter Catechism.
其中一个很好的定义在威斯敏斯特小教理中这么说到。
It says, prayer is an offering up of our desires unto God and for things agreeable to His will.
祷告呢是按上帝的旨意向上帝呈上我们心意的一种方式。
Prayer is done in the name of Christ.
祷告是奉耶稣基督的名求的。
And with confession of our sins and thankful acknowledgement of His mercy.
存着认罪和感恩的心来到神面前。
You know, brothers and sisters, prayer is therefore communication with God.
所以祷告呢是与神对话。
In our prayer, we praise God.
在我们祷告的时候，我们赞美神。
We confess our sins before God.
我们在神面前承认我们的罪。
We then thank Him for His blessing and we ask Him for our needs and our desire.
我们感谢他供应我们一切需要，我们也向我们所需要的也呈现在他面前。
And as many of us know, this means ACTS. ACTS, acknowledge God, confess our sins, thank Him, and pray to Him.
所以这个呢，英文缩写是 ACTS， 第一个是感谢赞美神，第二个是向他承认我们的罪，第三个是献上感恩，第四个是将我们所需要的呈到神面前。
Prayer is also a conversation with God，
也是与神对话的一种方式。
And as all of us know, in a conversation, it involves listening as well as talking。
就跟所有一样的对话一样，就是包含了聆听和说话的部分。
And no one can claim to be an expert in prayer until they learn to know how to listen as well as to speak.
要掌握好祷告的技巧呢，我们必须要学会聆听，也会如何的来向神说话。
So in prayer, there is a time to speak.
所以祷告的时候，有一部分是说话的时候。
On the other hand, in prayer, there is a time to be still and know that He is God.
还有另外一个部分呢，是保持安静、休息，认识到他就是神。
But sadly, I find that many a times in my life, prayer is just talking, I talking.
但是我自己的本身的经历是，常常祷告的时候是我一个人在说话。
So I come to God with a shopping list.
就好像来到神面前是一个购物清单。
I'm just like a baby, you know, like my granddaughter, you know, when you are yet, the baby, they say, give me, give me, give me.No, 我要这个，我要那个，什么我都要。
就好像一个我的孙女一样，来到面前的时候，我要这个，我要那个。
So there's no time to listen to God.
没有专心的聆听神要对我说的话。
But unless we learn to listen, we will never be an expert in prayer.
除非我们学习如何专心的聆听神的话，我们就不能成为祷告的一个专家。
See, prayer is not difficult to understand.
祷告不难明白。
It is difficult to do.
但是很难做到。
You know, true prayer involves staying awake before God when everyone else has gone to sleep.
真正的祷告就包含了就是在其他人困倦的时候你仍然保持警醒。
All of us remember when in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus Christ took three of his best disciples and said, hey, pray with me, and then he went to pray.
所以我们记得在克西马尼园的时候耶稣带领三个主要的门徒来到克西马尼园一起来祷告。
I don't know, you know what happened when Jesus went back to look for them? 都睡觉了。
所以耶稣回到他们面前的时候他们都已经困倦睡着了。
See, prayer is not difficult to understand, it's difficult to do.
虽然不难明白，但是呢，很难做得到。
That's why we must learn to pray and be awake when we are praying.
所以我们要学习如何警醒祷告。
Sometimes my wife always say, 哎，你祷告，祷告读到一半你就睡气了。
对，我夫人常常提醒我，你祷告到一半就睡着了。
You know, and in prayer there are no shortcut.
在祷告的生命当中呢，没有捷径可以走。
You know, you do not become a prayer warrior just by reading books on prayer.
你不会成为一个祷告精兵，只有如果你只是单单读书。
Or you can attend a seminar on how to be a prayer warrior.
或上一些神学课程。
Or you can memorize many verses on prayer.
或背一些经文就变成了祷告的精兵。
But you learn how to pray by praying.
那如何学习呢？就是持续的一直祷告。
We learn to pray only when we persevere on in our prayer life.
对，我们如果坚持持续的祷告，我们才学会如何祷告。
Why pray?
为什么要祷告呢？
I think we need to pray because there is a devil.
我们需要祷告呢，是因为有一个魔鬼。
And prayer is God's appointed way to resist the devil.
就是神所命定、所应许的一个能够抵挡魔鬼的一个方法。
You know, it is said that the devil trembles when he sees the weakest Christian praying.
所以有一句话这么说到呢，当魔鬼看到一个最软弱的基督徒在祷告的时候，他就非常的震惊。
I say this again, the devil trembles when he sees the weakest Christian praying.
我再说一次，在一个最软弱的基督徒在跪下祷告的时候呢，魔鬼就颤抖，震惊了。
The devil will allow the church to do all the things you want to do, but as long as you don't pray unto God.
魔鬼呢会允许教会做任何的事工，但是只要你不祷告的话，他就不会搅扰你。
As long as you and I don't call out unto God, the devil said you can do what you want.
只要我们不向神呼求的时候，魔鬼就让我们喜欢做什么就做什么。
And prayer is showing clearly that we need God.
祷告呢是正是说我们需要神。
When we pray, we are telling God, God, we need you.
在我们祷告的时候，我们是向神呼求说，主啊，我们需要你。
Whether it is individually or as a body of Christ.
无论是个人呢，还是基督的身体里面一个群体。
Remember John 15, he said,He is the vine and we are the branches. Apart from him, we can do nothing.
约翰福音十五章这么说，离了他，我们就不能做什么。耶稣是葡萄树，我们是枝子。
Beloved brothers and sisters, when we pray, we are actually telling God we need him and we need to depend on him.
所以当我们祷告的时候，我们其实是向神告诉神说，主啊，我们需要你，我们也依靠你。
And we need to pray because our Heavenly Father wants us to talk to Him.
第三呢，我们要祷告，是因为我们的天父要我们向他说话。
Just as we read 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing.
就像我们接下来尼迦前书这样，说不住的祷告。
See, our Heavenly Father wants us to pray to Him regularly, continually, and persistently.
所以我们在天上的父亲要我们和他说话，常常的、不间断的、持续的与他对话。
You know, it's very sad. Imagine if Sumusu, you know, Joshua, you know, will do everything for him, but never sit down and talk to him.
如果就比如说那个苏牧师的儿子 Joshua 的话，如果他可以为苏牧师做任何事情，但是从来不与苏牧师来沟通。
He can do everything for Pastor, but what I believe what pastor need is he need time to communicate with his son.
所以他可以为那个儿子，一个儿子可以为父亲做任何的事情。但是我相信父亲最想要的是儿子与他沟通，与他对话。
And all of you who are parents here, I believe what you want many a times is for your sons and your daughter to spend time with you.
我相信在座的每一位父母亲都希望他们的儿子女儿能够花时间坐下来与他们沟通。
You know, it's sad. Your child can buy you the best food, the best car, but they will not have time for you. Wouldn't you feel sad?
如果你的儿子和女儿呢，能够买最好的车、最好的食物给你，但是他们不愿意花时间坐下来跟你沟通、聊天的话，会觉得很伤心吗？
And prayer with thanksgiving is God's way for us to obtain freedom from anxiety and to receive the peace of God.
所以祷告呢，也是存着感恩的心的祷告呢，是神让我们从挂虑中得到基督里真平安的一个途径。
You know, Philippians 4:6-7 always say this. It means worry about nothing, pray about everything.
所以腓立比书四章这么说到，应当一无挂虑，只要将我们所求的呢交到神面前。
You know, one of the very great generals of the 1914 war was the French general Marshal Foch.
所以有一个很著名的将军呢，是在第一次世界大战中的一个法国将军。
See, General Foch was in command of all the Allies' army in Europe, and it was a great responsibility.
这个 Foch 将军呢，带领了欧洲的联军，这个是身负重任。
So on one occasion, a staff meeting had been called, and all the officers and all the commanders was there.
所以有一次呢，一个军官会议的是所有的军官都到齐了。
But General Foch himself was not there.
但是那个将军呢，却不见踪影。
One of the officers said this.
那有一个士兵呢，军官呢，就这么说道。
I think I know where we can find him.
啊，我知道我在哪里可以找到他。
So he went round a little church that was near the army headquarters, and there he found General Foch kneeling in prayer before the altar.
所以他就到那个军队总部后面的一间小教堂呢，就找到了 Foch 将军，他正跪在坛前来祷告。
Here is a man who knew that whenever he's faced with a difficult situation, he could always send a message to God, and God would hear him.
这个呢是一个人知道有困难的时候呢，他随时都可以发信息给神，神也必然垂听他的祷告。
Here is a man who knew that prayer is God's way for him to obtain freedom from anxiety and also to receive the peace of God.
他知道呢，祷告是神让他从焦虑中得到基督里真平安的一个途径。
Beloved, we need not bear all of our burdens by ourselves.
我们不需要自己扛着生命当中所有的重担。
You know, in life there are so much burden.
我们在生活当中许许多多的困难和重担。
You know, God is always there to help us.
神一直在我们身边来帮助我们。
Remember what did he say? 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your cares on him, for he cares for you.
彼得前书5:7，你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神。因为他顾念你们。
See, yesterday, today, and forever, Jesus is the same.
昨日、今日、直到永远，耶稣不改变。
In the book of Hebrews, he said, I will never leave you, I will never forsake you.
在希伯来书这么说到，我从不离开你，也不会撇弃你。
You know, 我在新加坡啊，我是从新加坡来的。When we call for help and emergency, we dial 999.
在新加坡呢，有紧急的事情的时候呢，打电话是999。
这边我们叫911，新加坡是999。You know? And in the Bible, when you need help, what number you dial? You dial 333.
在圣经当中呢，我们有紧急要打电话的时候，我们打333。
Because Jeremiah 33:3 say this.
耶利米书第33:3。
God said, call to me, and I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things you do not know.
耶和华如此说，你求告我，我就应允你，并将你所不知道又大又难的事指示你。
So if you need help, don't bear the burden yourself. Dial 333。
所以你需要帮忙的时候，需要人帮助你的时候呢，去打333。
And God promise you that call to me and I will answer you, and God will show you great and mighty things you do not know.
因为这是神的应许，你求告我，我就应允你，并将你所不知道又大又难的事指示你。
Finally, the most important reason on why we should pray is that when we seek God's face in prayer, actually we strengthen and we build up our relationship with Him.
最后呢，也是最重要的一个关于祷告的事情，就是我们借着祷告来到神面前的时候，我们与神的关系就因此得到建立，更加稳固了。
You know, A.B. Simpson, the founder of the Alliance Church, said this: "Prayer is the link." That connect us with God.
所以宣道会的创办人呢 ，A.B. Simpson 这么说到：祷告是我们与神连接的一个桥梁。
See, prayer is the link that connect you and you with God.
祷告是将我们与神连接在一起。
When we pray, we are engaged in a loving fellowship with the Creator of heaven and earth.
我们在祷告的时候，我们就与这位创造宇宙万物的真神呢，进入一个爱的关系里面。
And it is through prayer that we build up a close covenant relationship with God through the person and work of Christ.
所以也是借着祷告呢，也借着基督所完成的工作，我们就与神建立一个亲密立约的关系。
You know the importance of prayer.
祷告的重要性。
See, Jesus make prayer the top priority in his life.
耶稣呢，把祷告当成他生命当中首要的一件事情。
When he was tempted in the wilderness, Jesus prayed.
当他在旷野受到试探的时候呢，他祷告。
When he was time to choose his disciple, the Bible said Jesus prayed the whole night.
所以当要选立门徒的时候呢，耶稣彻夜来祷告。
And before ministering to people each day, the Bible said Jesus rose up early in the morning and prayed.
在每天工作之前呢，在未天未亮的时候，耶稣就起来祷告。
And then you know, the Bible in Romans tell us that Jesus is now at the right hand of God praying for us.
所以呢，罗马书这么告诉我们，现今在神右边，也替我们祈求。耶稣现今在神右边。替我们祈求。
Jesus see prayer so important that on earth he prayed, and even as he went up to heaven, sitting at the right hand of the heavenly Father, he continued to pray, and to pray for you, and to pray for me.
对耶稣来讲，在世界上的时候呢，祷告已经是如此的重要，甚至在天上的时候，他仍然坐在父神右边的时候呢，还是不断的为我们祈求。
You know, I believe that in our life, 家家有本难念经。
相信我们的生命当中，每一个家都有一本难念的经。
Young kids in high school 也是有难念的经。
高中生也有一本难念的经。
中年人也是有难念的经。
Even the middle-aged person.
我这个老年人要70岁也是有难念的经。
Even for myself.
But,If you are struggling with difficulties today, remember you are not alone.
但是如果你今天正面临生活上的种种挑战和困难的时候，你并不孤单。
Jesus is with you, and he is praying for you.
耶稣就在你身边为你祈求。
See, if Jesus, the Son of God, fully understand the importance of prayer, I believe we must do likewise.
如果耶稣呢，身为人子，都了解祷告如此的重要，那我们更应当效法这样的一个榜样。
May God help us to cultivate how to really pray, just as the Lord Jesus prayed.
愿神教导我们如何像耶稣基督一样的来祷告。
You know, the early church has none of the advantages that some ministry have and depend on today.
所以我们知道呢，初期教会并没有我们像今天教会。当中如此各种事工当中有这么多的一种优势。
You know, the early church, they did not have big budgets given by some of the very rich and wealthy believers.
初期教会呢，在金钱方面没有像那个现在的教会有这么多的经济能力。
And many of the pastors do not have credentials from well-known theological colleges like Regent College, Trinity College and Moody Bible Institute.
这牧者们也没有像今天的那个牧师或者牧者们有这么多学院的毕业证书等等。
And most of their leaders and ministers, they had jail record, no? And would probably have a hard time joining any churches.
所以那时的教会领袖呢，多数都做过监牢的。按今天的标准来讲，可能到教会是很难找到工作的。
But what was the secret of their success?
但是当初期教会成功的秘诀是什么呢？
You know, when asked to explain the secret of his amazing ministry, the well-known British preacher C.H. Spurgeon replied, "My people pray for me."
当有人问那个英国著名的传道人斯布珍的时候，你的教会那个这么成功的秘诀，你事工这么成功的秘诀是什么呢？他的回答是：我的会友为我祷告。
I believe, Pastor, 师母 I believe they know that.The success of a church is when all of us united and pray for our church leaders.
就相信牧师师母也很清楚知道，教会能够在事工上有所发展的时候呢，是因为教会整体一起合一的一起来祷告。
Beloved, we all know that we are fighting a spiritual warfare.
我们都知道，我们是以属灵肩上属灵的执政掌权者来征战。
And as we have said earlier, Satan will tremble when he sees the weakest Christian praying.
就如刚才所说的，当一个最软弱的肢体、最软弱的弟兄姐妹们在神面前祷告的时候，撒旦就战惊发抖了。
And imagine when the whole church pray on their knees. I think Satan 跑得很快啊，很快跑掉了。
所以试想想，我们教会如果合一起来向神祷告的时候，是怎么样？撒旦是怎么样的结局呢
？See, prayer is the heartbeat of the church.
祷告呢是教会的动脉。
More prayer, more power.
多祷告，多有能力。
Less prayer, less power.
少祷告，少有能力。
No prayer, no power.
不祷告，没有能力。
A church power depends on God.
The church power depends on God.
Yeah.
教会的能力呢，取决于。
And only unless we call out to God,
除非我们向神呼求，
the church will never experience the power and the revival of God.
那一个教会肯定没有办法经历神的能力和神的复兴。
And if you and me, if we want revival, you know what we should do?
如果你和我要在属灵上有复兴的话，你知道要怎么做吗？
Somebody said this.
有人这么说到。
He said, draw a circle on the floor.
在地上画个圆圈。
And then you step inside the circle.
而你自己站到圆圈里面。
And then you pray to God, God, start a revival in the circle, but begin with me.
所以你这么如此祷告说，主啊，在这个圆圈当中呢，愿你的兴起，你的复兴，而从我来开始。
And I believe that if we are sincere in our prayer to God, God will start a revival.
我相信如果真实真心的来到神面前如此祷告的话，神会从你开始来复兴。
Let us now rise and we sing the hymn, What a friend we have in Jesus.
那我们一起来起立，我们来唱这首诗歌，耶稣恩友。
耶稣是我亲爱朋友，担当我最主恩座前求，多少平安聚集四起，多少痛苦百般受，千里归乡各样事情，待到主恩座前求。
请姐妹再唱一次。
耶稣是我亲爱朋友。
唱，多少避难与你事情，多少痛苦白白受，请为将各样事情带到主恩座前求。
谢谢，请坐。Now, what are the prerequisites for answered prayer?
神回应祷告呢，有什么前提吗？
See, we are encouraged to pray from the book of Hebrews, but we must pray on God's terms.
我们呢，希伯来书鼓励我们要常常祷告，但是要按照神的心意来祷告。
Firstly, we must ask according to the will of God.
第一呢，我们要按神的心意来祷告。
In First John 5:13-14 said this.
约翰一书第五章十三到十四节这么说道。
I write this thing to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life.
我将这些话写给你们信奉神儿子之名的人，要叫你们知道自己有永生。
And this is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us.
这就是我们来到神面前的那个信心，我们若照他的旨意求什么，他就听我们。
If you want God to answer your prayer, make sure you ask according to His will.
要神应允我们的祷告呢，就必须照着他的旨意来祈求。
And know what is one of God's will? You know, the Bible says, give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you.
所以圣经这么说到，
我们要常常感恩，
常常感恩，
因为这是神在
基督耶稣里向我们所定的旨意。
See, if we want to pray, we must make sure we must be in line with the will of God.
所以我们要祷告的时候，确定我们要确定我们是按着神的旨意来祷祈求。
Remember what did Jesus say?
那耶稣怎么说呢
？Jesus told his Father, "Not my will, but your will be done."
所以耶稣这么说道，不是按照我的旨意，而是按照主你的旨意，天父的旨意。
So first thing first, if you want your prayer to be answered, remember, ask according to the will of God.
所以第一呢，如果你要神回应应允你的祷告呢，就按照神的旨意来祷告。
And ask without any known sins in our hearts.
我们在祈求的时候，应当心中没有任何罪的拦阻。
You see, Psalm 66 verse 18 say, If I had cherished iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me.
诗篇66篇第18节说，我若心里注重罪孽，主必不听。
The psalmist tells us that if we have sin in our heart, known sin, God will never hear our prayers.
诗人这么告诉我们，我们心中若有还有没有对付的罪，神必不听我们的祷告。
Beloved,If you have known some sins in your heart that you have maybe sinned against somebody, if you still continue to pray, let me say, 不要浪费时间，神不会听的。
所以呢，我弟兄姐妹，我劝勉你们，如果你们心中在祷告的时候，心中还有得罪神的地方，或者得罪弟兄姐妹们的地方，那神必不应允你们的祷告，等于是在浪费时间了。
This is not what I say. This is what the Word of God says.
这不是我说的，是圣经这么说的。
Whenever we come before God, we must confess all our known sins before Him.
当我们来到神面前的时候，我们必须先承认我们一切心中一切的罪。
And if we have offended any brothers or sisters, we must confess our sins and be reconciled to Him or her.
如果呢，我们得罪了其他的弟兄姐妹呢，先到他们面前先与他们和睦。
If not, all our prayers will be useless and fruitless.
要不然呢，我们与神的祷告和交通就有拦阻了。
Does God answers prayer?
神会回应我们的祷告吗
？See, God always answer our prayers.
神一定会回应我们的祷告。
And He answer our prayers in different way.
他不同的方式来回应我们的祷告。
To King Solomon, God said yes.
对所罗门王而说呢，神的回答是是的。
Remember, Solomon asked God for wisdom to lead and to govern his people.
所以所罗门求神智慧来治理这众多的民。
Because Solomon was young and he knew that he needed God to help him to lead and to govern his people.
所以他知道他年轻，他需要神的智慧来治理这许多的民。
So to his request, God's answer is a definitely yes.
所以对于他的祈求呢，神的回应是很肯定的，是的。
And besides that, God also gave him wealth and honor.
除了智慧以外呢，神还赐给所罗门资财、丰富和尊荣。
In the year 1977, Barclay, a 36 years old Florida basketball coach, was camping in Virginia, USA.
1997年呢 ，Barclay 一个佛罗里达州的一位36岁的篮球教练呢，是在户外露营。
And then when he was camping there, he met a hitchhiker.
在露营的时候，碰到一个搭顺风车的人。
So Dave, the hitchhiker, told Barclay, "Well, I am a prayer intercessor."
Dave 呢，这个搭顺风车的人呢，告诉这个36岁的篮球教练说，我是一个祷告的一个代求者。
Then Dave asked Barclay, "What would you like me to pray for?"
他问 Barclay 呢，你有什么东西要我为你祷告的吗
？Barclay said, 真不好意思 ，but I'd like you to pray for me for a wife.
所以 Barclay 说，你能不能为我呢找到一位妻子来祷告
？So the man wrote the request in his notebook and he went off.
所以这个 Dave 呢，就在他的记事本里写下了这个祷告的要诉求呢，然后就离开了。
So 11 years later, Barclay, now married to Sherry, has moved to North Carolina.
那11年后呢 ，Barclay 现在与一位叫做 Sherry 的女士结婚了，而且搬到了北卡罗里纳。
In Carolina, he was invited to join a gathering for Christian.
他在那里呢是被邀请参加一个基督徒的聚会。
And at the gathering, Barclay met the host of the gathering.
所以呢，在那个聚会当中呢 ，Barclay 呢就碰到那个聚会的主人
，and the host was Dave。
那个主人正好就是 Dave。
So Dave said, "Hey, I know you."
所以 Dave 呢就看到说，哎，我认识你。
You know, he point his finger and he said, "You are Barclay."
他就指着他说，你就是那个 Barclay。
And Barclay was very surprised that he recognized him.
就很惊讶，这个 Dave 呢竟然还认得他。
Just a minute, I have something I want to show you.
等一下，我有一个东西想给你看。
Dave said to Barclay.
所以 Dave 呢，这么对 Barclay 说。
Dave then went upstairs, and in a moment he reappeared with a well-worn notebook.
所以呢，上楼呢，他下来取了一本那个陈旧的记事本。
He said, "See here, this is where I wrote your prayer request when I met you in Virginia. Barclay got choice for a." wife.
他说：“你看，这里就是1997年我记下你的祷告事项，就是 Barclay 求神赐给他一位妻子。”
I pray for you for 7 years, proclaimed Dave.
他说呢，我为你祷告了七年。
Then in the middle of the night on December 30th, 1984, God woke me up and said, "Write in your journal, prayer answered."
就在1984年呢12月30号的时候，在半夜的时候，神呼唤我起来，叫我写在记事本说，这个祷告事项蒙应允了。
And Barclay and Sherry look at each other's with their mouth open.
对那个 Barclay 和 Sherry 呢，这对夫妇呢，就看到这个记事本里所记录的时候呢，就非常惊讶。
They sat down and their eyes were filled with tears.
他们坐了下来呢，眼中充满了泪水。
And Barclay tells Dave,
所以 Barclay 呢告诉 Dave,
"That was the day we were married."
就是当天我们结婚了。
See, God answers prayers.
神是回应祷告的神。
And one of the way He answers us is yes.
那其中一个方法呢是是的，好的，肯定的。
But to the Apostle Paul, no.
对使徒保罗而言呢，却是不行。不可以。
See, in 2 Corinthians, the Apostle Paul mentioned that he had a thorn in his flesh.
在哥林多后书呢，保罗提到说他身上有一根刺。
And the Bible did not reveal what this thorn was.
圣经并没有告诉我们这根刺到底是什么。
And 3 times, Paul pleaded with the Lord to take it away from him.
所以保罗3次求神挪去他身上这根刺。
And finally, God answered Paul, and the answer is,No, N-O.
最后呢，神回应保罗呢，说不，不可以。
God knows best.
神知道一切。
God say, my grace is sufficient for you.
神说我的恩典够你用。
For my power is made perfect in your weakness.
因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。
You know, when I first applied to migrate to Canada, you know what is God's answer?
对，你知道我当第一次我申请来入籍加拿大的时候，神的回应是什么？
God said no and no.
所以神的回应是，
哎
，no，
我好，我好伤心哦。You know, but at that time, I tell you, my children they are not ready to come to Canada.
但是回想过来呢，当时候我的小孩子们还没准备来加拿大的这一个做好准备。
And then when I went home, my mother told my wife Lucy, 我已经跟你讲了，不会拿到的。
所以回到家的时候呢，我的母亲呢对我的太太说，我已经跟你们说了，不会拿到的。
And then the second, so I'm very upset. So I wrote to the Canadian High Com.
所以呢，我非常失望，我就写给加拿大的这个政府机构。
I said, I'm a computer science man with 20 years experience. How can you say no?
所以我说呢，我是在电脑方面的一个专才，你怎么会说有这么多丰富的经验，你怎么会拒绝我呢？
No, Canadians are very polite. They say, hey, you not happy? Apply again lah.
对，加拿大人也非常的客气，说如果你不满意就是我们的决定，你就重新申请吧。
再来一次吧。You know, and the second time when I applied,
第二次呢，我申请的时候呢
，Thank God. You know, when I applied that time, God's answer is yes.
这第二次我申请的时候，神的回应是可以的，肯定的。
And I tell you why it was a very happy yes.
是那个很让我非常开心的一个肯定的答复。
Because in between the no and the yes.I was laid off my company in Singapore.
就在那个否定我和肯定的回应之间呢，我在新加坡上班的公司呢把我裁退了。
I was working in the bank for about 25 to 26 years.
我已经在银行工作了大概25到26年。
So 我拿了一个大红包。
对，所以要一大笔的那个裁员金。
So 我拿了一个大红包来加拿大。
所以他拿了一个大红包来到加拿大。
See, God's timing is the best.
所以神的时间是最好。
And at that time, my children and my mother was willing to let me. My children was willing to come with me to Canada, and my mother was prepared to let me go.
所以呢，当时那个第二次的时候呢，我的孩子已经准备好来加拿大，而我母亲也愿意让我走。
See, so sometimes God tell you no.God has something better for you.
所以有时候神说不的时候，神有更好的安排。
Hey, but sometimes God say wait.
有时候神的回应呢是等。
等一下，等一下，
等一下。
You know, for more than 30 years, Augustine mother taught and prayed for her son.
有三十多年之久呢，奥古斯丁的母亲教导又为他的儿子来祷告。
And you know, Augustine always laugh and make fun of her mother.
但是呢，奥古斯丁呢一直取笑，也看清他母亲的教导和祷告。
But she never gave up.
但这母亲没有放弃。
She prayed and she prayed.
一直持续的祷告。
And when Augustine was 33 years old, he cried out to in agony to God.
所以当奥古斯丁在33岁的那一年呢，他就大声的痛苦当中呼求神。
Augustine finally accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as his personal Lord and Savior.
终于接受呢，耶稣基督成为他生命当中个人的救主。
See, all in all, Augustine's mother waited for 33 years.
奥古斯丁的母亲等了33年。
Before he accepted the Lord Jesus.
直到他儿子接受了耶稣基督。
You know, every year she prayed that Augustine will be saved.
每年都向神祷告，说愿意神能够拯救他的儿子。
Imagine what if Augustine's mother stopped believing after 32 years?
你想想看，如果他在32年的时候，那就停止祷告，停止相信了。
So if there's any one of us here who are praying for your spouse or for your children, don't give up.
所以当中呢，有一个弟兄姐妹们在为他的另一半或者他的儿女祷告的时候，千万不要放弃。
A good friend of mine in Singapore waited for 20 years before her mother came to accept Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior.
在新加坡教会有一个朋友呢，为了他母亲祷告了20年才来信主。
So God's answer could be yes, no, or wait.
所以神的回应呢，可能是可以，不可以，也可能是等。
How should we pray?
那我们如何祷告呢？
You know, prayer is a conversation with God. It's not a formula.
所以祷告呢，是与神沟通的一种一个事情，不是一个公式。
But sometimes we need to have a some kind of a method to guide us in our prayer.
那有时候我们也可以运用一些技巧呢，来帮助我们祷告。
And I came across this five-finger prayer.
最近我看到这个五指的这个祷告，五根手指的祷告。
So the thumb is first pray for those closest to you, to your heart.
拇指呢最靠近你，所以为你身边最亲密的人来祷告。
And then index is pray for those who teach you.
食指呢是指教人，所以为着那些教导的人来祷告。
Whether it's your parent, it's your Sunday school teacher, your pastor.You know, anyone, pray for them.
为着无论是你的父母亲呢，为着你的主日学老师，为着你教会的牧者来祷告。
And the next finger is pray for those in authority.
所以另外一个手，另外一只手指呢，是为着那些掌权者来祷告。
You know, pray for your supervisor, your manager, your pastor, and your local leaders.
为了你公司里面的领导，为着呢社区里面的领袖来祷告。
And fourth finger is pray for those who are weak.
第四个呢是软弱的，所以为着那些在软弱当中、病痛当中的来祷告。
And finally, pray for yourself.
最后呢，为着你自己来祷告。
Pray for your own needs.
小指呢是为着你自己的需要向神祷告。
See, it is not the words we pray that matter. It is not the words we pray that matter.
不是我们祷告的话，不是那个重点。
Most important is the condition of your heart.
是我们心里的情况是如何，那才是重点。
If we pray sincerely and wholeheartedly, the Lord will hear us.
我们真心真意的来到神面前祷告，神必定垂听。
Finally, let me conclude my message this afternoon.
那我呢，总结今天下午的信息。
See, prayer is a two-way conversation with God.
祷告呢是一个双向的，是与神沟通的一个方式。
It involves listening and talking.
包括了聆听的部分，还有说话的部分。
May God help us that when we come before Him, don't just talk and talk. Quieten yourself and listen to Him.
愿神帮助我们来到神面前祷告的时候，不只是一直是我在说话，而是能够安静的聆听神要我们对我们说的话。
And if God knows everything, why pray?
如果神知道了一切事情，为什么还要祷告呢？
I think the most important reason why we should pray is that when we see God's face, prayer build up and strengthen our relationship.
我相信最重要的一个事情呢，是当我们来祷告，是我们在寻求神的面的时候，接着祷告，我们的信心得到坚固，我们与神的关系也得到建立。
This is very important. We pray so that we build.Our relationship.
这是非常重要的一件事情。我们祷告就与神建立了密切的关系。
Remember, prayer is the heartbeat of the church.
记得祷告是教会的动脉。
More prayer, more power. Less prayer, less power. And no prayer, the church will have totally no power.
多祷告多有能力，少祷告少有能力。不祷告呢，教会就完全没有能力。
And our God is a God who answers prayer.
那第四呢，我们的神是一个应允祷告的神。
His answer could be yes, could be no, and could be wait.
也可以是可以，也是不可以，有时是不可以，有时候是等。
And remember the five-finger prayer.
而且记得这个五指的祷告。
The thumb pray for those closest to you.
拇指为着那些我们最亲密的人来祷告。
The index finger pray for those who teach you.
食指呢为着那些教导的人来祷告。
Next finger pray for those in authority.
中指呢，为着那些掌权者来祷告。
And the fourth finger is pray for those who are weak.
无名指呢，是为着那些软弱的弟兄姐妹来祷告。
And finally, then you pray for yourself.
小指呢，是为了自己的需要向神来祈求。
And it is said that he who has learned to pray has learned the greatest secret of a happy and holy life.
这么说到呢，那个认识学会祷告的人呢，他已经学会了生命当中喜乐和圣洁生活的最大的秘诀。
Someone said this: if we give God time, God will give us timeless revival.
有人这么说到：如果我们把时间交给神呢，神就负责给我们无限的复兴。
If we make time for God, God will make time for us.
如果我们把时间交给神呢，腾出时间来与神亲近，神就与我们亲近。
And if we give God time, God will give us timeless revival.
我们当把神腾出来交给时间腾出来交给神的时候，神就给予我们无限的复兴。
Amen. 我把时间交给孙牧师。